She's 57, 5'5", 130 pounds, and a colon hydrotherapist and health coach in a committed relationship. Her top three concerns are thyroid, thin hair in front, and low body temperature, 96. Now, that's low body temperature. Vision needing reading glasses. Well, that is kind of the norm for age 57. It doesn't have to be, but it's a common occurrence. And periodic fevers. So we want to know, what does that mean, periodic fevers, how often? And she may state it further along. Again, this is a short form of what you would actually be asking people. There'd probably be a lot more that you could ask people on your forms. She had her gallbladder removed at age 27. So what does that mean? She's not going to be absorbing her fats very well. She's not going to be alkalizing the food as it comes out of the stomach and into the small intestine. At age 12, she fell on parked car and injured two front teeth and now has root canals. Okay, root canals are a stress on the system. She had asthma until 2004, allergic to cats and feathers her whole life, and then later developed other allergies. She made diet changes and colon cleansing that stopped the asthma and allergy problems. Yay. May still have an issue with cats. Take many superfoods, super herbs, adaptogens, probiotics, digestive enzymes, supplements, and a clean diet. Recently, she stopped gluten because of thyroid problems and tried to do things that don't raise her blood sugar. Current habits, take care of herself. She doesn't go to practitioners. Supplements, diet, drink pure water, get stressed out about certain people in my life. No bad habits. When we heard her earlier, she was getting stressed about her boyfriend's health and wanting to, you know, like we all do, you know, you want to fix them, right? And it wasn't really going to happen, and she can only do her very best. So she lets that get her stressed, and she probably has some other things in her life as well. So her top levels are her boyfriend and his kids, 10, finances 10, economy 10. Okay, and I'm not sure the difference between finances and economy. I can only guess that what she means is her personal finances versus the state of the economy. And yeah, we could get stressed out about it, but it's learning to deal with life. These are all things in life without hurting your body. Okay, without hurting your body. So you would be asking your person, like, what do you mean by finance and economy, and what if all that stuff was fixed? Would you then be, you know, everything be all great? It's really important to address it. 10 out of 10 is the stress level. This is going to contribute to problems that she's having. So she's on digestive enzymes, probiotics, kefir, silica, iodine, mega hydrate, crystal energy, grapeseed extract, immortal machine. That's like a protein powder. I have some of that. I got it at the longevity conference. Acai, biobob, tonic alchemy, tocotrienols, marine phytoplankton, astragalus, ashwagandha, nettles, bone renewal, cell product, protect, bupurum, peony, maca, MSM, medicinal mushrooms. I remember Debbie saying earlier about Glenn's big list. Look at this list. A lot, she's jumped on with stuff, and it may not be fully focused and targeted. And that might be why she's still having some issues. Phosphatidyl, serine, exactin, limonene, cinnamon, pomegranate, powder, comacomo, IP6, and inositol. These are all wonderful things. It probably costs a fortune, her supplement bill. So what she says about her dietary habits is, we do say include frequency of eating. I don't eat any of the above foods and beverages, so all the bad stuff she doesn't eat. But what is she getting? Obviously, she's getting a whole lot of good stuff there. So what's going on? She's had radioactive iodine and DNA exposure. What does that mean, DNA? I used to drink well water. I live in the country with spraying farmers around me. So there's stuff that she's got on a regular basis. The iodine can definitely be impacting her thyroid. If she's got a temperature of 96, her TPO is 7. That's not too bad. A1C is 5.5. That's getting up there. DHA is 3.8. That's low. Cortisol low. Free T3 is 2.7. That's low. Ferritin is 103. That's a little bit high. And insulin 5.2, a little bit high. She was on birth control for 10 years. So we know that the birth control pills can affect the thyroid. We know that high levels of estrogen in the system can affect your thyroglobulin, the protein that carries the thyroid around. It will increase that, which makes less of the thyroid available as the free form. Doing some good stuff, exercises outdoors and in the sun 5 or more times a week, relaxing never, and meditation never. So this is a big piece here. She needs to find something that works for her in terms of meditation and relaxation. Personally, I can't meditate. I just can't sit still that long and not do anything. That's why I love HeartMath. Others of you may just love sitting there and doing meditation. But it's finding something that you're going to do. She admits her stress levels are really high. Rather than looking for yet another superfood or supplement or herb, the thing that really needs to be focused on is the stress level and creating habits. Tapping is wonderful. HeartMath is wonderful. And it's going to help a lot. We've dealt with a lot of people today that have really good habits yet are not getting the results they expect. So there's just little things that you want to be able to look at with your people and help them with. So she eats lots of vegetables, drinks lots of greens. Her diet is pretty darn good. And she sleeps 8 hours or more. Glucose serum, glucose 78, that's fine. Uric acid 4.3 is fine. BUN 15 is fine. Sodium is 138, fine. Potassium 3.9, a little bit on the low side. You remember what that means in relationship to the adrenals? Adrenal, hyperadrenal, hypertension, diuretics. Doubt she has hypertension. Probably doesn't use diuretics, but certainly from the sounds of it, she has so much stress, her adrenals are working overtime. Carbon dioxide, 25, that's okay. Chloride is 101, that's okay. Calcium, 9.6, that's okay. Phosphorus, 3.5, that's okay. These are all within the range. Globulin is 2.1, so she's got low globulin. Remember globulin, that's a type of the blood cells, white blood cells. Globulin, what makes up immunoglobulins, right? That makes up part of your immune system. So she's low on that. Could be that she's malabsorbing, she has low stomach acid, or it could be that she just has an impaired or stressed out immune system. Bilirubin is 0.4, that's fine. Alkaline phosphatase is 91. A little bit, tiny bit above the optimal range. But just something to watch, because it's not fitting a picture, unless we look at some of her other numbers and see something off. The LDH is 154. It's right within the ideal range, 21 on AST, ALT is 20, and GGT is 19. So all of these numbers are good. Her serum iron is 111. It's a little bit higher than we would. No, she's fine. Cholesterol is high, 211, which is surprising given what she's explained to us. It says to me there's something familial, probably. Something familiar. Or it's the stress level. Triglycerides are 85, just perfect. HDL is 56. I like that to be a little bit higher. She could do that with exercise, with good fats. But the triglyceride HDL ratio is fine. LDL, 138. That's a little bit on the high side, right? Because she has a high cholesterol, normal or to low HDL, so the LDL is high. And then the ratio is high. So she's got some lipid problems. It may be related to the lack of gallbladder and the fact that she's not being able to digest and absorb. I most of the time recommend some bile salts or a formula that has bile salts in it for people that have lost their gallbladder, because you're losing a function, a very important function. Here's where we're getting into trouble. She had a lot of really good numbers, a few slightly off. Her TSH is 9.13. She's got a raging thyroid problem. And her T4, her total T4, is okay. It's at the low end of the optimal range, but it's still within there. Her T3 uptake, 31. Her free thyroxine index is 2.1. These are all within normal, healthy ranges. Her total T3 is 100. Her free T3 is 2.7, too low. Free T4, 1.17. That's okay. So there's a problem with going from T4 into the free T3. And when that happens, you can oftentimes get a buildup of reverse T3. And sure enough, she has a 1.47 on her reverse T3. So she's definitely got a problem with that conversion. Now, there's something called Wilson's temperature syndrome, which she may be suffering from, which is an issue with the conversion. More goes down to reverse T3 and also with the receptors. And it causes body temperature to be exceptionally low. So I would have her look into Wilson's temperature syndrome. Antithyroglobulin is less than 20 and the thyroid peroxidase is 7, which suggests let's just keep an eye on it. It's not terrible, but you don't want it to go up from there. White blood cells, 7.4, perfectly normal. Red blood cells, 5.03, too high for a female. Too high for a female. So we didn't have a really high hemoglobin. Her iron was 111, and her ferritin is 103. So similar to the boyfriend. So I'm starting to think, is there something environmental that might be contributing to this? I don't know, but both her and her boyfriend have this pattern of elevated ferritin, not tremendously, but definitely elevated, and the iron is not really effective. Any ideas of what she needs or what you would test next, the same sequence we did before? What would you be testing next? If anything, what would you be asking her? I'm concerned about this thyroid. I'd want her to do like 3 days of testing the sugars, not the sugars, the temperatures 3 times a day. It's the rule of threes, 3 hours after eating, after waking up, 3 times a day, 3 hours apart for 3 days, and then see where that goes. She's not converting her T4 to T3 effectively. She's probably converting it more to reverse T3. She's got to get the stress levels down. Selenium is important for that, and iodine is important for that. So those are some things that she could be doing and looking at. But this thyroid is a problem here. Thin hair in front, so getting the thyroid is the most important. This is the most important. Doesn't have antibodies. I would be looking at her iodine levels. Does she need iodine? And then looking at what else causes a primary hypothyroidism. She's also got the conversion. So she's wanting to be looking at selenium and iodine, maybe even do an iodine load. Anybody else? Deborah?
Well, this was not a comment about thyroid, but in looking at the her numbers for the red blood cells, the hemoglobin, and the hematocrit, they all seem to there is a commonality in terms of hydration. And so I'm just wondering if did you go over how much water she drinks and if she's
good point.
Hydrated?
Good point. That's a great question. Yes. Yes, and you definitely want to find that out. She didn't put that in there. Sounds like she's drinking a lot.
Go to the basics first.
Right, exactly. Go to the basics first. But, just dehydration is not going to cause the thyroid numbers.
No. Just but dealing with the other,
right.
The hemoglobin and hematocrit.
Right. Exactly. Okay, so with the thyroid, I would be seriously having her look for a Wilson's practitioner to see if she could get help with that. Because she can't let that go on. That's too high.
Well, I'm wondering, I have to say that I think these cases are all kind of blurring a little bit right at the moment. But in terms of her adrenals, she's under a lot of stress. We did establish that, correct?
Yes.
So, in fact, if she supports her adrenals, because your adrenals then affect your thyroid.
Right.
So if we were doing stepping stones, we might make sure that the hydration is in place and move forward with all of the things you were saying about the thyroid, but really support the adrenals.
Support the adrenals, right. Absolutely.
Support the thyroid.
No, totally.
Build it up. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. This has been going on for a long time, and I don't see her numbers in there. I thought she said she had done an adrenal stress index, but I would have her do an adrenal stress index. That would be my follow-up. Adrenal stress index. She did all the thyroid stuff. That would be my next step in terms of testing, mm-hmm. and then supporting. Right? She's taking a whole bunch of stuff, and theoretically a lot of that stuff should be supporting her adrenals. But I'm wondering if she's taking so much stuff that it may be stressing her system even more.
Can I comment on that?
Yes.
Am I open?
Yes.
I have taken, I'm a longevity conference follower, and I have taken most of those things, if not all of those things that she has listed.
Yeah.
And honestly, it blew my system. And like the, even something like the Immortal Machine,
yeah.
which tastes great, and you know, you think that it's all of this good stuff, but it has, as I recall, I have some in my cabinet now. I put it aside a long time ago because it has chocolate in it. And
that's chocolate in it, right.
It was not supporting my adrenals.
Right.
I was doing too much, and I really think that that's the risk.
That's what I just said. Yes, I think she's doing too much, and it's stressing her out. Yep. Yep,
yeah,
I agree with you.
Step way back and putting in really key elements.
Exactly. Exactly.
Instead
of throwing everything at it,
mm-hmm.
stepping back, taking a look at what's actually happening with it and pick very targeted nutrients at very specific times. Because I don't see that she's taking something like some of the core nutritional pieces that would support her adrenals, like pantothenic acid, vitamin C. Did she have EFAs down there? I'm not even sure if she had EFAs on her list. But there's some core stuff that I think that before you jump into all these fancy things, I mean, digestive enzymes, great. Probiotics, great. Kefir, yes.
Camu.
Camu, is that what you said?
She has that on there.
Mm-hmm. She has that on there. Silica, I would probably go instead of taking separate silica or iodine, I'd probably be trying to do food first. But she is taking iodine. She doesn't say how much. Mm-hmm. Mega hydrate. These are, I think, those are the things that make the water more wet or something.
Yeah.
And then a lot of these things, I don't even know what baobab is, but there's a lot of stuff here, and I would be getting it back down to the basics. She's taking astragalus. She's taking a lot of stuff, but is she taking it in a targeted way at targeted times? And maybe she's getting too much cacao.
You know what? Can I just comment on something?
If she were
to do her 23andMe, there are things on here that now are top of mind for me, because you can do this list, at least from my personal experience. You can do this list of supplements and you can feel great. You feel like you're on fire in a good way for weeks. But then I think it completely takes its toll. I think it just burns you out. But
yep.
What I'm looking at this, I have a little heightened awareness of things like, I think it was the astragalus, the maca for sure, the MSM, the milk thistle. There were some other things too. But these things, if you have a SNP issue with one of your pathways, I think it's this. I'm so confused at the moment. I can't think.
Yeah.
But
the CBS, for sure, you're not supposed to eat sulfur stuff and milk thistle, or not too much. Yeah.
And that's the one I'm focusing on now, so that's the one I would think it would be. But anyway, so she may have some things in here that she's, like, topping out, and it's flipping her system. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I agree. I would strip her down to the basics, like the enzymes, the probiotic, the stuff that's supporting the food-based stuff, and then just have her just play with it and see what happens and get the adrenals. But she really needs to address the stress. If she's at 10 with all the stuff, no matter what she takes, not going to get better.
Well, and absolutely the cacao and the Immortal Machine, I think those are contraindicated under stress with if you want to support your adrenals.
Right. And because she didn't do a test, we don't know where her adrenals are at, right? We don't know if she's still in the hyper state with depressed DHEA. We don't know if she's all the way down, you know, in the middle, or if she's really depleted.
Mm-hmm.
seems to have good energy.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Totally. Good, good points. It doesn't, you know, taking a whole lot of stuff is not necessarily the issue. And so many times thyroid problems are related to adrenal. Adrenal can cause your body temperature to go down too. Rest of adrenal. Yeah. Yeah, good point.